Yes, God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8. Book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8. The title of the message is, Why We Read the Bible? Why you read the Bible and why we read the Bible, and why myself I read the Bible. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word that you always send us on time. Thank you for the written word that we have full in the Bible in our hands. We can read. We praise you for this gift, the Bible in soft copies and hard copies. Make it available to us in audios, in all forms and languages. We praise you for this indispensable gift for life that we need daily as we walk with you. God, anoint my lips. And God, I pray you take us through the green pasture, through your word, and enrich us with hearing and enjoy your presence, and hear us and feed us the spiritual food that we long to. This is our prayer. And we praise to you, Lord. Take the message. Make it go beyond the walls and reach the brethren who are in other places, and encourage them and feed them and care for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, one of the questions that I used to ask, and it's an embarrassing question to some, or sometimes to many people, the question is, are you reading your Bible? Or do you read the Bible? And you know, the answer is, I don't have time. And some they say, I forget my Bible, and because my eyes is not well, and I am busy with a lot of things to do. But you know, I am not asking why you are not reading the Bible. I am asking why we read the Bible. You know, it's not that we put the excuses of why we are not reading, but there are benefits. We must understand it that when we read the Bible, there are benefits, and we might be, even when we are reading the Bible, certain time we are ugly faces, but things become worse if we will not, if we are not going to read and going to meditate. Joshua here, Joshua is a warrior. And Joshua is a man of courage. He had been in mission. His mission to conquer the promised land took 7 to 14 years. And he's also a man of a family who say, as me and my household, we will serve the Lord. God spoke to him that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Read it. Meditate on it day and night. Read the word. Think about it. God given it. And when you get the commands and you get convicted, you observe to do according to all that is written therein. And when you go and do it, you will find two things ahead of you, prosperity, and you will have also success in your life. If you ask me why I read the Bible, I'm not forced to read the Bible. And you know, I am not obsessive to read the Bible. You know, although I have some obsession to read the Bible, the day that I don't read my Bible, there is something abnormal or wrong in my life. But I read the Bible because really I need it in my life. And you know, when I read one chapter and two chapter, I'm not yet stable. I need to get a certain dose so I can bear what is life coming ahead of me. I need to get my meal in the morning. I read in the morning, and certain time also I meditate and read in the night. Morning reading is when you prepare yourself to go for the battle. Evening reading, when you come back from the battle and you are wounded, you need to take a shower and heal the wound and get bandage on your wounds and get rest to sleep. Today morning I was thinking what I need to speak, and I arrange a message, complicated one, but then after I am ready, the Lord spoke to me that I need to go through this simple, basic message that I believe myself I need this word of God. In Hebrews chapter 4, why we need to read the word of God? Do we get good things out of it? That's here the point, yes. For me it is antidepressant when I wake up in the morning, there's a lot of burden and things. When I get first chapter, second chapter, in the third chapter I am relieved. Fourth chapter, fifth chapter, no more anxiety. I can go ahead in my daily routine. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 and 13 say, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his light, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You hear, see, the point about the word of God is quick, is fast, and powerful. Do we need power in our life? Yeah, we need the power of God's word and the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And it's sharp, it is like sharper than two-edged sword and piercing to divide asunder soul and spirit. Our soul needs the word of God. The arrows of the evil one that continually coming from hell try to discourage us, flaming arrows to deceive us, confuse us. We combat it when we use the word of God, because the soul and the spirit will be touched with what we read. You may ask, I am reading the Bible, but I am not up to the picture that I am saying now. My assurance to you is, if you are not going to read, you become very worse situation. Nowadays, the temptation and the work of devil is multiplied because his days are coming nearer. The Lord is coming soon. Plus, all this media and temptation and conflict is more increasing. The population of the world is more. And more we need to go back to our Bible, meditate, read, and let the word of God go through us and touch us, heal us, lead us to the thing that God wants us to know and also conclude. In Psalm 12 and verse 6, Psalm chapter 12, verse 6. Why I read the Bible? I am begging God, you know. In the morning I beg God for my food. I ask Him alms in prayer. And I'm looking to get His word so I can live. The words of the Lord are pure. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Here the point here, with this understanding, when I read the Bible, the word of God is purer than what is inside me. So when I'm getting it, I'm getting out from my body a certain amount of toxins, sin, bad thoughts, you know, rebuke and encouragement, controlling my emotions and my own will, and make me pace to go into the way that He wants me to go. The word that I want to call here is the word pure. We need to be purified every now and then with God's word. Morning, evening, meditate on God's word. I used to get direction from God when I opened my Bible. When I was a younger man, I used to walk, I used to travel from place to place, evangelize more, and my Bible with me. Every time I open the Bible, there's a message coming and there's direction. And the Lord had helped me through the Bible, certain situations. I asked God, what's going on? Show me the clear picture. When I move through the Bible, the Lord will take me to the scriptures and passages, and He will show me what is really going on in realities. And also I receive solutions. I receive also from the Lord assurance and way out from it. Certain days when I read the Bible and I read certain scripture, I know there is coming the troubles, because the Word of God say that. That is why we read the Bible. We need messages from God. We need healing. We need medicine. We need anxiolytic. We need antidepressant. We need assurance. We need insurance from the Lord. And all is here in Psalm 119. So I encourage you, get more time to read the Bible. Psalm 119 and verse 9. These all scriptures are basic scripture. Say, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed therein unto thy word. How a young man keep his way and his heart clean? By keeping his eyes on your word. That's where the word of God, as we read in same Psalm in verse 105, 105 of the same Psalm, verse 105, say, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, the word of God is light and also a path, like highway. But you know, in the highway, on your right and your left, there is some fence and control that you will not go outside the track, outside the boundary, yes, correct. The word of God help us not to go beyond the boundary or jump fences. And when we want to exit, there are some U-turn, there are some exit. That is why we read the word of God. It's not only light, it's not only path, but there are direction, how to move, where to move, and also limitations that we know our limit. In verse 11 of the same Psalm, it says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The word of God is like when we drive, there's on the way there are notice board that shows what is going ahead, and we know that at this time we need to do this with our car, we need to do this. The same with the word of God. When we read it, we'll be reminded of a lot of things. The rules of God, the law of God, that will definitely control us from doing things that out of order that God is not pleased with. Why we need to read the Bible? In verse 18 of the same Psalm, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Inside the law of God, inside the word of God, there are, you know, wonderful things. And the psalmist say he asked the Lord, open my eyes. So every now and then, as you read and meditate and you are asking God, the Lord will open your eyes about certain promises that we are in desperate need for a solution, direction, certain wisdom, certain sin we get rid as we are reading the word of God. In Job chapter 23, the word of God is priority. Have you got the point? We need to be prioritized. Not that compulsion. I'm not saying that you have to read the Bible. If you cannot realize that, your day will be havoc without the Bible. I cannot help you. It needs conviction. It needs realization that I cannot make it this day without my Bible with me and I am reading His Word. In Job chapter 23 and verse 12, he say, neither have gone back from the commandment of his lips, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Now hear the point. Job was esteeming, valuing the word of his mouth more than his necessarily food for his body. Because the word of his mouth, when we open the Bible, yes, the Lord speaks to us in our ears. You know the Holy Spirit. But the scripture, certain time, when you open your Bible and you read, you can see yourself. You can see your problems. You can see the whole circumstances. And you know, that will confirm to you what you are hearing from the Lord. In Isaiah 55, why I read the Bible daily? No one has forced me. And I spend more time now because the faculties of my eyes, the faculties of my ears and mind, not when I was young. When I was young, I read 4 chapters, 5 chapters in less than 20 minutes. Now it took me 45, 1 hour, meditate on it. In Isaiah 55 and verse 10 and 11, say, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but water is there and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send to it. See, finally it will lead to prosperity. Praise God, today there was rain, and we are sure that tomorrow we don't need to water our plants because because there are rains from God. Why I need the word of God? Where is my Bible? Because when I'm reading the Bible, I'm getting the rain. And I believe there's something good coming out of my life. You know, I'll be more green person if I continue to read the word of God daily, because I am exposing myself to continuous watering. You know, one of the early signs of backsliding, when we stop reading the Bible, we become more hard, more callous, and more exposed to temptation and mind problems and anxieties and depressions and easily tempted. That's why we need the rain of God, that as we read it, it will not return. It will give an effect. It gives seed to the sower and the bread to the eater. So the word of God, we use it for ourselves to eat, for our soul and spirit, and also we use it to sow in the life of the people that were around us. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, so we should not be upset if somebody asks us, are you reading your Bible? And you are not reading, you know, we should not be angry with the person, or because what he's saying, are you getting the benefit of God, or you have left it? Second Timothy chapter 3, and start reading from verse 15. Paul speaking to Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. So here the scripture, why we need to read it? First, lead us into the salvation of God through His Word, and also increase our faith, correct us, change us. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. God who wrote the scripture, it came from Him. Man wrote the scripture, but the inspiration came from God. And is it profitable? It is beneficial for doctrine and how to live the right way, for, you know, for a reproof when you are sometimes out of the right way of God and you read the scripture, and from inside you can see that yourself ugly in front of the mirror, and you start to long to repent and correct yourself. We are reproved as we are reading the Word of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for also correction, to correct us, mistakes, things we are not aware of. Sometimes God opens our eyes to so wonderful things from the scriptures. In addition to that, the word of God is for instruction in righteousness. It is training to us. We are trained through the word of God. God teaches us His way as we go through His word. And every now and then, you may notice in your life that you are getting something good, happy that come out from the Word of God. Test it and approve it, and you find yourself that you need to do it, not because you are forced to, but it is beneficial to your own soul and spirit, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Word of God equip us and prepare us to do all the good work that God wants us to do. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, why I need to read the Word of God, why we need to read the Word of God in our families, with our children, The word of God is the whole manual. That is our curriculum. And we receive through the word of God success, prosperity, solutions, relief, good promises, and we also, the word of God intend not only for, you know, not only for us, but also for our children. You know, stay in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I will read to you one promise of God. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of this law. So there are things in the law of God revealed like a treasure. When that treasure revealed is not only for us but for our children also, that we may do all the word of God. And that is what God wants us to do, so that the promise of God in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, that we meditate and do everything so that we'll be prosperous and successful. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, now these are the commandments, verse 1, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. So here they told them, you're going to possess land, but this is the rule that you need to do. That thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. So here the word of God should be transmitted, the benefit of it, to our children and our grandchildren. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. To tell you the truth, day that goes without reading the word of God, together with the family, there is something absolutely has been taken wrong, because without breaking his word inside the family, we are not offering anything to our children good. The word of God is so precious things and so profitable things for us and for our children. Verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. That's where when we read the Bible, we are fixed. Because we know that even if we want to do our own way, it will not work. And sometimes, you know, we are between different kinds of scriptures. We want to jump on the fence to do our own, but there is direction of the Holy Spirit will lead us, that the Lord is one. Not only Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Jesus the only way. Even in life, there are certain options ahead of us, but there's only one is correct, and we are being led, whether we like it or not, through God's word, into the right track. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. The word of God teaches how to love God. With all the power that we have, that want us to love him. And this word which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. That's where you get every now and then certain promises and commands. You find yourself bound with them. You cannot break, you cannot leave, you cannot put them aside. Bound with these promises. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. See, here we have full manual in the family, outside, in the workplace, the word of God. And that's where continuous supplying us with our knees, minute by minute. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. That's where the word of God should be manifested in our lives. Sometimes we go off of the track, but finally we have to go back and obey the commands of the Lord, so that our family also will be blessed, and people around us also will be also blessed. And thou shalt write them upon thy post of thy house and on thy gate. Our families, houses, and also churches, the cities, will be also the word of God, the commands of God, will be clear on them, should be manifested. And that is our endurance, and that's our perseverance before God, and that's our assignment in order for the blessing of the Lord to continue in our life. And Jesus says, the last word that we're going to read in this message, John chapter 8 and verse 51, Jesus, our Lord, says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." When you read the Bible, there are commands we are good in it. But there are commands also we are poor in it. And that's why the Holy Spirit will work in us. This you need to do, this you need to do, this you need to do. Because if you will not keep it, we will see death. Because the rain will not come. Yeah? When we reject the rain, we will die. We need to receive the rain, get it, the word of God, apply it, so that we will have life and life to the full. I pray and hope that we value to read the Bible, we value to obey, we value to meditate, we value to repent also, coming back to the right track for whatever we have done wrong, things that we did not obey, things that we did not observe. God does not want us to see death, but God wants us that we will escape from death and we got saved. Let's all stand. As we read God's word and meditate, we draw close to God. Lord, thank you for your word to us tonight. Hear us, O God. Restore us, O Lord. Forgive us our sins. Forgive me, Lord, for the things that we did not do correctly. We know. Lead us, O God, continue to lead us into the narrow way. O God, hear our prayer and direct us. Help us to be like Job, not to depart from your word, and esteem your word, and we will not depart from your word. Lead us and guide us, O God. Help us to persevere. We thank you for the gift of life and eternal in Christ Jesus, O Lord. Thank you for your word that feed us and help us know life. Draw me, Lord, close to you. Never let me go, God. Once again, I lay my life to you, to serve you, and to live for you, O God. Lead me, O God. Guide me, Lord. Close to you. Never let me. For the sower and bread for the eater, food for our soul and spirit. Restore us back to you and to one another, and to your work and to the ministry, to continue to serve you gladly. Lord, as you promised, those who keep your word will never see death. And God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.